Chapter 14. Simone wiped down the counter again. It occurred to her that she seemed to spend an awful lot of time doing that, and it was almost entirely pointless. All it did was move the spillages around. Her shift had started at 7 p.m, and it was past 11 now, and she'd spent about half of that time pretending to be cleaning the counter. It was either that or standing there looking blank, she supposed. First rule of every waitress gig she ever had. Look busy, or you soon will be. They had exactly 16 customers in. 5 actors from a show up at the Gaiety, who seemed to prefer coming here to any of the watering holes nearer the theatre, mainly so they could bitch about their colleagues in peace. There was a couple canoodling in the corner, on just the right side of public acceptability. Then there were 2 women having a heart-to-heart over a couple of G&Ts. She reckoned they had hit leave-the-bastard territory about 2 drinks ago. In the other corner sat Joan and Jerry, the nice retired couple who came in every Thursday, possibly the only actual jazz fans in the place. They'd be off for their bus in moments. Then there was Nathan Ryan, the head chef and owner of the La Trattoria Italian restaurant a couple of streets over, and 2 of his acolytes. He was tall, with sandy blonde hair, and a tan that nobody had ever got in Ireland. He was a friend of Noel's, or at least Noel thought so. He'd been over glad-handing him as soon as they'd come in, getting them a round of drinks on the house, same as always. Simone had also seen the sly remark and the poorly muffled smirks as Noel had walked away. She felt protective of her boss. Noel put a lot of faith in people. It was a good quality in theory, but she, more than anyone, knew it could come at a real cost. Still, when she'd turned up on his doorstep 9 months ago looking for cash-in-hand work, no questions asked, Noel had been cool with it. Sister Bernadette had mentioned him. Simone was still unclear as to how a nun had known the owner of a late-night bar, and neither had been forthcoming with the details. Still, Noel had put faith in her, and she had tried to pay him back. Right now, this was all she wanted. A quiet life, and to help keep the lights on in this dingy basement. Noel was in the back room right now, looking at the books, trying to figure out how to appease the bank manager. She'd been around here long enough to know that the more stressed her boss was, the more twitchy he became. Tonight was not a good night. He was a one-man argument back there. He'd not made it to the piano at all, so a Miles Davis LP on the old-school record player in the corner was currently providing the ambience that the sign outside promised. There was a big demand for a late-night jazz bar in Dublin, and all of it came from Noel. She knew enough to know that the little stage crammed in the corner was the centre of the sweet man's world. He loved the music more than anything. She took it as the highest compliment that when she sang with him, he seemed to relax, and his various tics and twitches faded away as he got lost in the song, just like she did. A black woman from New Orleans, half a world away, and a Tourette's-afflicted white man in his 60s, who pumped every dime he had into a club nobody wanted, both united by the music. Ain't that a beautiful thing? That was why, after some sweet-talking, Noel had been willing to allow the final 2 occupants of the bar back in, the big policeman and his charming friend. The little guy had done most of the talking, while the big fella looked all bashful and apologetic. He'd been desperately keen to pay for the damages. Simone glanced over in their direction and caught the big fella looking back. She smiled and wiped the counter some more. They'd been in several times since that night a few weeks ago. "Simone, my darling, looking radiant as always." It was Nathan Ryan, his smile full of TV white teeth. "When are you going to let me whisk you away from all this?" She gave him a smile she had lying around.
"I told you, I can't cook for shit, honey." That's the beauty of my proposal. You don't need to.
He lowered his voice.
It's all very hush-hush, but we're opening a second restaurant at a location in Balls Bridge, and you can be our front-of-house maitre d'. It'll be a step up from here.
She didn't like the way he said it. I like it here.
I mean, sure, it's charming, but think how good it would be. You'd get an allowance for clothes, too.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Truth be told, the blouse she had on was sporting a stain from where she'd picked up a not-quite-empty glass earlier, but still. Besides, she'd not noticed Nathan's eyes making it down past her breasts yet.
Nothing at all, but this place isn't showing off your beauty to its full pot.
He reached up to push the hair back from the right side of her face, and her hand shot up on instinct and slapped it away, harder than she would have done if she'd thought about it.
Hey!
Anger flashed in his eyes for a moment.
I was just...
Sorry. I don't like being touched.
He rubbed his hand.
No kidding. I was just playing.
I know you were. Noel is your friend, after all.
Yes, he is.
And you'd not be seriously trying to take his only member of staff. That wouldn't be nice.
Nathan gave her a smile that didn't reach his blue eyes.
Obviously, yes.
So what can I get you? Same as last time?
He nodded, and she grabbed a bottle of Sol from the fridge, opening it with one hand while setting up two shot glasses of Stoli vodka with the other. A lime in the beer, and a sprinkle of black pepper in the vodkas, all done in a fluid series of actions. She'd been a good bartender in places a whole lot busier than here.
That'll be...
Noel said these were on the house.
Simone shook her head and smiled.
Afraid not, honey. That was the last round. These ones are going to cost you. The man's trying to run a business.
She said it with a jovial air, but she was more than willing to pull the drinks back if necessary. Nathan gave her another smile, and then slipped a £20 note out from his wallet.
Keep the change.
Much obliged.
Cheap, then ostentatious. Pity the girl who fell for this routine. She turned to the register to ring them up, and when she turned back, Nathan Ryan was gone, and the big fella stood in his place, smiling sheepishly. She smiled back.
Hey, slugger.
How are you? How's it going?
Fine, thank you.
So?
He shuffled his feet as he spoke.
Not to be a morning mini or anything, but my friend and I came here looking for a bit of live music.
Simone pointed over at the record player.
That's Miles Davis live at Newport. It don't get no better than that.
I must respectfully disagree.
That's right. You think Billie Holiday's the man, don't you?
He blushed slightly.
Lady Day, as she was known. I love her earlier recordings, but some of her later works are a little more hit and miss when her voice started to fade before her death in 1959. Still, poor girl had a hard life.
Simone tossed her towel over her shoulder.
Well now. Somebody's been studying.
He nodded.
I'll be honest, I'm a late convert to the jazz cause. But sure, aren't those the people who turn out to be the most hardcore? There's a bloke in the Liberty Market whose mortgage I've been paying over the last month. What with all the Billie Holiday, Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald and Dinah Washington I've been buying. All your fault, by the way.
Whoa there, cowboy. How am I to blame?
I was perfectly happy with my Johnny Cash and Springsteen until you started singing. Now I turn up looking for my next hit, and you've turned off the supply.
She laughed.
I'm afraid you picked a bad night. Noel is back in the office trying to teach a spreadsheet how to lie. He ain't going to play tonight.
He looked genuinely disappointed.
Right so. I'd better console myself with some drinks, then.
Finally your round, is it? Seeing as your buddy bought the first three, I was starting to think you were on a date or something.
Yeah, no. He owes me a feed of drinks, you see. I saved his life in the line of duty.
Oh, really? How so?
Shark attack.
Wow. Is that a regular occurrence on the mean streets of Dublin?
No,
said the big fella, shaking his head.
Quite the contrary. That's why he was taken by surprise.
She laughed.
I can imagine. Same again?
She pointed to the bottle of Jack Daniels, and he nodded.
So where did this shark attack take place?
Well, no.
He shifted nervously.
That's a very complicated story, so it is. I couldn't do it justice right here. I was wondering if, maybe, you'd let me buy you dinner, and I can tell you all about it.
Her reaction must have shown on her face, because she could see the hope in his die, and she felt a little guilty for it.
Sorry, I'm not...
Oh, right, no, of course. You're spoken for.
No, nobody speaks for me. I'm not in need of a man.
Lesbian?
He blurted it out and then looked instantly embarrassed.
I mean, not that... Oh, God, nothing wrong with it, and I'm not saying that, you know. You not wanting to go out with me would mean you were... I was just... And the last girl I sort of asked out, nice girl-like, just happened to be... So I thought I was perhaps on a run of...
She raised her hand to stop him before he used up all the oxygen in the room.
No, I'm not a member of that particular branch of the sisterhood. I'm just not interested in a relationship. I'm only passing through and...
Right, yeah, he nodded. But you've not got a fella or that back home?
She shook her head.
I haven't even got a home back home no more. But still, I mean thanks, sincerely. You seem sweet, and from the brief bits of your conversation I can understand, I'm sure you're excellent company, if translation services are provided, but I'm not in a place where that's something I'm looking for.
Right.
I mean from anyone. Not to blow my own trumpet, but I turned down the dude before you, and he was throwing in a job.
Simone read his expression and felt herself blush.
Not like that.
Course not, he said. Right so. You're single, just not interested.
In anyone,
she added quickly.
Ah, right. So it's not that you don't want to go out with me?
It's that I don't want to go out with anyone.
You'd rather be alone?
Exactly.
No strings?
Yep.
No attachments?
Free and easy.
Grand. Well, in that case, I respectfully decline.
Simone stopped and looked at him for a moment. He smiled back at her.
Excuse me?
Your refusal?
Yes.
With the utmost respect. I decline it.
Run that by me again. There may be a cultural misunderstanding here.
The big fella picked up one of the whiskies and knocked it back. Then he pulled a whiskey face.
Same again?
He nodded. She poured.
So, as I was saying... I think you are the fecking bee's knees. You're beautiful, you're smart, and you've got a voice that frankly pisses on all the angels in heaven.
Eloquently put.
So, if you don't mind, I might politely hang around the place and check in every now and then, just in case you change your mind.
I see.
In fact, fair warning, I might even take a crack at wooing you.
And what would that consist of?
He shrugged.
I've no idea. I've never really done it before. Chocolates?
She shrugged.
Diabetic.
Flowers?
Hay fever.
He placed both of his hands on the bar and looked down, breathing out theatrically. He looked up.
Let me guess. Vegetarian, too?
She shook her head.
Thanks be to Christ. Only veg I can cook is spuds.
I tried to warn you. I'm hard work.
He pushed himself off the bar and straightened up.
But it seems like you might just be worth the effort.
Okay.
She felt the wide smile on her own lips, coughed and looked down.
Well, thank you for the warning. You really are too damn cute, but I think you should maybe direct your full-on charm offensive in another more deserving direction.
He nodded.
Thanks for the advice. I respectfully decline that, too.
Damn! I've turned you down once, and now you've turned me down twice.
He put a tenner on the counter and picked up the glasses.
Well, I'm afraid you're just going to have to learn to cope with rejection.
I guess so.
I'll be off, so.
Wait a sec, she said. I don't even know your name.
He put the glasses down again and quickly ran his right hand down his jeans before extending it.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Bunny.
She looked down at his hand and then back up at his face.
No mama in her right mind gave you that name.
No.
He blushed in a way that was a little bit adorable.
Everyone calls me that, though.
Not anymore.
Okay,
he said, lowering his voice.
Tis Bernard.
She took his hand and shook.
Bernard, my name is Simone. It's lovely to meet you, and once again, may I politely decline your offer of romance.
Your declination is again respectfully declined.
He realized he had been shaking her hand for slightly too long and let it go. Then he picked up his drinks.
Lovely to meet you properly, and I look forward to my advances being declined many times in the future.
Okay, then.
Bye.
See ya.
He turned around and started walking back to his table.
Wait.
He looked back at her over his shoulder.
Billy. Nina, Dinah, Ella. You never told me which one was your favorite.
He winked and continued walking away.
Still you.